Hello friends, welcome to the 13th episode of Blue Jays Mic. My name is David, and today the Blue Jays are playing the Red Sox. The Blue Jays are trailing the Red Sox right now. The Red Sox are leading 8-4, heading into the bottom of the ninth. Marcus Stroman today gave up 6 runs in 4 2/3 innings. Joe Smith in the 7th gave up a home run to Mookie Betts. And Ryan Tepera gave up another run to the Red Sox in the top of the 8th. And so the Red Sox are leading 8-4. But here's the thing about the Blue Jays offense tonight. They're getting a lot of hits. Just not at times when it matters the most. The moments when the Blue Jays could have gotten the lead or extended their lead, if they had one. Instead, they're playing catch-up today against the Red Sox, and it's not pretty to see, you know, when the Blue Jays always have to play catch up. But they did score 4 runs, so you know, it's not too bad, I guess. You know, Kevin Pillar today, though, he had 3 hits and 5 at bats. Justin Smoke hit a home run, his 2nd today. So he has 2 home runs this season. Russell Martin hit his 1st home run, so we're starting to see Russell Martin's bat come alive in this game, even though his batting average is still in the 100s. Hey, he hit his first home run, so Russell Martin is slowly getting his groove back at the plate. All right, so it's a sign that the Blue Jays offense is slowly coming together. And so let's see what they do here in the bottom of the ninth against the Red Sox. They have 3 more outs left. Let's see what they do here. Matt Barnes for the Red Sox is still on the mound. He came into the game in the bottom of the 8th. And he throws a pitch that is inside to Troy Tulowitzki, and that's a strike. So it's 0-1 to count to Troy Tulowitzki, who fouls off that curveball that looked like it was going to hit the dirt, but instead that was a foul ball, and the count now is 0-2 to Troy Tulowitzki. Tulowitzki takes a timeout, walks out of the batter's box, walks back in, and let's see what he does here. He's 2-for-4 today. The pitch by Barnes is up high, but was fouled off by Tulowitzki to the right side and into the seats. So the count remains 0-2. 0-2, the count to Troy Tulowitzki. The 0-2 pitch is a curveball that bounces on the dirt. And so, that's a ball. 1-2 to count. Blue Jays fans, the ones who are here, there's a lot of empty seats right now. They are putting their rally caps on. They are praying. They are looking at Troy Tulowitzki, who swings at that pitch and is grounded to Xander Bogaerts, who throws it to first, and that's the first out here in the bottom of the ninth. So Tulowitzki is retired, and he takes off his helmet, walks back to the dugout, and sits on the bench. He's sitting next to Jose Bautista. And the batter now is left-hander Justin Smoke, who grounds it to the second baseman, who, oh, he bobbles it, and oh wow, he bobbles that pitch a couple of times, but he was able to recover the ball and throw it to Moreland at first, and that's the second out here in the bottom of the ninth. So that was a nifty play by Marco Hernandez at second base. Nice save. I mean, you gotta give him credit. That was a good save. But let's move on here, and let's look at Russell Martin, who fouls off that pitch to the left side. 0-1 to count. Martin is 1-for-4 today. Like I mentioned earlier in this podcast, Martin has one hit, but that one hit was a homer that trimmed the Red Sox lead, but not by a lot in this game. Let's see what he does here. Takes that pitch. Yeah. That was a strike. So the count now is 0-2. Barnes with the windup and the pitch, and it's up high. That pitch was up high. And the pitch again by Barnes is a curveball that's in the dirt. So the count now is 2-2 to Russell Martin. And the pitch by Barnes is a curveball. And Martin check swings, and the first base umpire says he didn't swing, so the count now is 3-2 to Russell Martin. Who takes that pitch inside. And so it's a walk to Russell Martin, who's now at first, with two outs here in the bottom of the ninth for the Blue Jays. Matt Barnes spits on the ground, looks at Martin, looks at Christian Vasquez at the plate, and now has to focus on Steve Pierce, who takes a half swing at that pitch that was up high. It looked like a check swing, but he did swing, and so it's 0-1 to count to Steve Pierce. Oh, and Martin steals second on that play. So not a bad play for Pierce. And the pitch by Barnes is lined into center field, bounces right in front of Benettini. Benettini. Martin from second races to home, and the Blue Jays are now trailing by 3. It's 8-5 Boston. So Steve Pierce with an RBI double into center field scores Martin, and the Blue Jays are still alive here in the bottom of the ninth. And the batter now is Ezekiel Carrera, who's pinch hitting for Darwin Barney. Carrera takes a curveball that's inside. 0-1 to count. Carrera is batting 250 so far this season. Wants a pitch low and inside. Let's see what Barnes throws. The 0-1 pitch is a curveball that is low and outside. And so it's a ball. And the count now is 1-1. 1-1 to count to Ezekiel Carrera. Steve Pierce is at first. Carrera takes that pitch that was low and outside again. But that wasn't a curveball, that was a fastball that was just down and low. So that was a bad pitch by Barnes, and Carrera didn't swing at it. Nice job. The set by Barnes, the pitch is driven deep to left field. Whoa! And there she goes. All right, go Jays. Ezekiel Carrera with a pinch hit, 2-run home run. And just like that, the Jays are now trailing the Red Sox by 1. The Jays offense is coming alive right now. All right. Yeah. All right. Go Jays. Come on, let's win this ball game. Ezekiel Carrera right now is getting a bunch of high fives in the dugout. And he deserves it, man, because that was a pitch that was up high, and Carrera with that tomahawk swing gets a 2-run home run. And yeah, that pitch didn't look like a home run at all. It looked like a fly ball into left field. That was going to be the third out, but instead, that was a two-run home run by Ezekiel Carrera. So, the Blue Jays are still alive right now. They're still in this game. And the batter now is Devin Travis, who takes a curveball that was low and outside, almost hit the dirt, but instead is scooped up by Christian Vasquez. 1-0 the count. All right. Let's go Blue Jays. Let's see what Travis does here. And that pitch is way upstairs. It almost hits the umpire in the head. So it's 2-0 the count right now. Darwin Barney nods his head as if to say, good job, Devin Travis. You didn't swing at that pitch. Oh, but instead, Travis swings at a pitch that was inside, and it's right at Xander Bogaerts, who leaps into the air, makes the catch, and the Blue Jays are now heading into their locker rooms. It's over. The Blue Jays are 2-11. They lose today's game by a final score of 8-7. You can see Tulo, who's still sitting on the bench, looking very disappointed, looking like he wished he got a base hit instead of grounding out to Bogaerts. I think Tulowitzki's in shock, like the Blue Jays fans who are in attendance right now. They cannot believe that the game is over. They believe that the Blue Jays were going to win today's game after the two-run home run by Ezekiel Carrera here in the bottom of the ninth, but instead, the Blue Jays lose it. And just like that, they're now 2-11. I feel very ambivalent right now. I don't know how to feel right now. I felt really excited when Ezekiel Carrera hit that two-run home run. I felt very hopeful that the Blue Jays were going to come back and beat the Red Sox and win their third game. But instead, they lose it on a line drive to Bogaerts. That recorded the third out of the bottom of the ninth inning here in this game. And so the Blue Jays lose today's game. It just goes back to what I said in the 12th episode of Blue Jays Mike. You know, they need to get hits when it matters, hits when they are leading, so that they can extend the lead. Today, the Blue Jays did get hits when it mattered. They did get a lot of hits. They got 12 hits in this game, but most of these hits occurred when the Blue Jays were trailing the Red Sox. Most of these hits did not extend the Blue Jays' lead. Instead, these hits were Blue Jays' hits that were trying to catch up with the Red Sox. These hits were timely hits, but unfortunately, they did not give the Red Sox a run at their money, so to speak. And you know, these hits did not give the Blue Jays the lead, and therefore did not extend their potential lead. And so the Blue Jays lose today's game by a final score of 8-7. But you have to give the Blue Jays credit. They did score 3 runs in the bottom of the 9th. They did keep the game close thanks to Ezekiel Carrera. But at the same time, I wish the Blue Jays got more hits earlier in this ball game, and I wish the Blue Jays did not give up so many runs early on in this game as well, because that's what really sunk the Blue Jays today. They gave up 3 runs in the 3rd. They gave up 3 runs in the 5th. If they didn't give up those 6 runs between the 3rd and the 5th inning, we would have a different ball game right now. We would have a ball game that the Blue Jays could have won. But instead, the Blue Jays were playing catch up for most of the night, and in the end, the Blue Jays lose to the Red Sox. It's a tough game to swallow. It's a game where the Blue Jays' offense did come alive, but it didn't come alive when it mattered the most. You know, it didn't come alive in the moments that would have given the Blue Jays the lead and therefore the win. So it's still overall a tough game. It's a game that I wish the Blue Jays would have won, but instead, it's a game that's now in the history books. And that's what we have to remember right now. The Blue Jays are done with this game, and the Blue Jays have another game tomorrow against the Red Sox at the Rogers Center. And so, as much as it pains me to move on from this game, I have to right now. And so do the Blue Jays fans who are in attendance, as well as the Blue Jays fans at home watching this game. They can't dwell on this game for too long. They need to accept the outcome, which was a loss today, and they need to move on. That's the beauty of baseball, I would argue. There's another game tomorrow. And so this loss is just another loss for the Blue Jays this season, and this loss does not determine whether or not the Blue Jays will win or lose their game against the Red Sox tomorrow. the Blue Jays are going to be okay. It's a very hard thing to say, you know, the Blue Jays are going to be okay, but the reality is they are going to be okay, because they have another game tomorrow, and let's see what happens tomorrow against the Red Sox. I have a feeling that the Blue Jays are going to win tomorrow's game. But let's wait until tomorrow. Let's not judge the Blue Jays based on today's loss. Let's judge the Blue Jays when they play the Red Sox tomorrow. And hopefully there's no more bottom of the ninth innings for a while. I want to see Ozuna come into the game to close games for the Blue Jays. Let's see if he will do that tomorrow. So, with that said, that's it for today's episode of Blue Jays Mike. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Go Jays!